She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. Now here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha and mahalo for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101. And you're welcome to call in at 808-524-1080. Okay? Now I'm going to start this trivia off early today. Early. And the prize is for a royal purple engine oil change. Okay? Are you ready, Wanda?
Right.
Okay. This was a little before your time, so. Anyway, here it is. Here it is. Where was the Kau Kau Corner? Where was Kau Kau Corner? Okay? Let me know. Okay, and again, it's for an oil change, a royal purple oil change. Okay, now we're in a really rainy season, and it's highly recommended that you Rain-X your windshield and change your wiper blades if you didn't do it already. Rain-X your windshields. The Rain-X will repel the water and make it easier for the wipers to wipe and make your vision much better. So use Rain-X. And now, if we are going to get hit by a hurricane, highly recommended, and it's up to you, okay? Highly recommended to fill with Shell 92 V-Power. It'll give you the best gas mileage. You want the best gas mileage, especially if the stations are all shut down because of no electricity. Okay? So, anyway, give us a call at 808-524-1080. Okay, who do we have?
We have Ukulele Joe on the line.
Ukulele Joe.
How are you, sir?
Oh, I'm fine. How are you doing?
Okay. Kau Kau Corner was on the Makai Kokohed corner of Kalakaua and Kapiolani.
What is there now?
I don't know. I haven't been there in 30 years. That's not part of the trivia now. I'm sorry.
I'm just playing with you.
Okay.
And you're showing your age.
Yeah, one of these days I'm going to mail you a present.
Okay.
Very shortly.
Yeah, give your information to Wanda.
I sure will.
Thanks for playing.
You're welcome.
Aloha. Okay, give us a call at 808-524-1080. Well, he won a trivia, and the Kau Kau Corner is where Coco's, or after Coco's, it was Hard Rock Cafe?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the corner. Now you remember where. But most of you don't remember Kau Kau Corner. Yes. Okay? Now, highly recommended to wax your car, clean your car before the rain. I know that sounds crazy. But like Bob said, he was told, wax the car. The reason is, when you wax the car, folks, the car doesn't get dirty. When you drive through the storm, it doesn't get dirty. Okay? But anyway, Boy, did it flood. All over, different spots of Honolulu got flooded. So, if you don't have to drive in the rain, don't drive in the rain. Okay? Okay. So another question I have for you is, what is the most important factor in the world? What controls the world? I know a lot of people will say money. It's not money, folks. It's energy. Energy controls our world. Without energy, you don't have food. Without energy, you don't have anything. So, anyway, who's on the line?
We have Dottie Dean on the line.
Oh, you're early today.
Yeah, I better get early and let all the listeners know shall fill the F gas. Hey, I have a rebuttal to your caller last week about how the ethanol will make a difference. You know something? Whoever that listener is, you know, what happens when there was a time when our gasoline quality was so poor that the highest octane you could get maybe was 86, okay? Now, without any of that ethanol, how the heck were we supposed to get the octane up? A 50-50 mixture to an 86 octane actually brought the thing up to 92. So how can the guy be telling us that, no make difference? Lord, every octane number makes a difference. Mm-hmm. When the octane is low, because with most cars now, there's a constant computation of your miles per gallon. You try to put the Shell V-Power 92, and as soon as you reset all your settings and try takeoff, you notice you have a higher average. With the other brands, especially those that are substandard, or when even the octane is not even at best minimal of 87, you're going to notice, hey, your gas mileage is not too good, huh?
Mm-hmm.
See?
But a lot of people don't pay attention. Because they have lots of money.
Yeah.
Never mind less gas mileage.
Right.
You know, and ran across somebody and he said he uses regular. He listens to the radio show. He uses regular.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, you don't care about gas mileage? He says, oh no. Car runs okay.
Yeah.
Well, if you check with the dealerships, and I don't know if they'll tell you or not, but there's a lot of engine changes going on. All the dealerships, they're changing engines because of damaged engines and because of the low octane.
There you go.
But people don't listen. In fact, to show you about how people have common sense or think, there's something on the YouTube. I don't know if you saw it, Wanda. This guy did a video. He's standing on the corner, I don't know where. He has a solid silver bar in his hand.
Mm-hmm.
A pure silver bar.
Mm-hmm.
And in the other hand, he has 12 bars of Hershey candy.
Okay.
And he goes up to people, male and female, and asks them, would you like to have this silver bar or take a candy? What do you think happened, Wanda?
They took the silver bar.
They all took the candy. And the last lady, she looked at the candy and looked at the silver bar and she said, you know, I can't eat the silver bar, so I'll take the candy. What is that? Smart, huh?
Yeah, because the silver bar, what are you going to do? You cannot eat it?
Well, Steve said, no, that's smart, because you cannot use the silver bar. Huh?
Right. You cannot use the silver bar. It's worthless as a wooden nickel.
No, you can turn it in.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah, you can turn it in.
Mm-hmm.
So, in other words, you're telling me, if you had a big bar of solid gold, it's worthless.
Mm-hmm. Good steak, not a good steak.
No, real gold.
Oh, yeah, I would take it because it's catchable.
No, I don't think so. You take the candy bar.
Uh-huh.
I don't understand. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's the way it is.
Yeah.
Thanks for your testing, Dean.
Yeah, thank you. The first is mine.
Okay.
Thanks,
aloha. Okay.
You know, there's been a lot of puddles all over, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or rivers. And then there's like some places have bad drainage. So there's cars that go through it. And some cars make it through and some cars stall out. But why would somebody just like not knowing how deep it is just go through it?
Well, it's the same thing with the silver bar and the candy. People are just not thinking.
And then there was one guy that went through with his truck one day, almost stalled, and the next day he goes through it again.
Yeah. That's the human race.
And then some people, they just like blaze through it, make a wave of water splash and go into all those businesses that's on the side of them.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's like I told you that the guy on Dillingham that Scott said he saw, Todd's friend Scott, he was in the middle lane of Dillingham. On the right lane, it was just full, the water was deep. And there was a bunch of people taking shelter at the bus stop. And the big truck covered them. I mean, covered them with water. He don't care. That's not nice. But that's the human race today, folks. It's sad. Well, you never saw that back in the 50s.
Tell me what happens to a car like when you go through a flooded street like that.
It wets your engine. And if you have poor electrical under the hood, you're going to find out because you'll be stalled. Now, people, it's the funeral. The car died. So now, they go to the mechanic. Break time.
Yes, it is. We'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita.
She's real fine, my boy. Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone. So you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
She's real fine, my 409.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's Rolling Bob?
George, Rolling Bob, I am completely in shock.
Why?
I ran across this story about drivers in China, and it's legal, but let me just set it up for you, so you can follow me. In China, right, like you know how you talk about the pedestrian shouldn't have the right of way?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, in China, it's the driver's responsibility not to hit you. So, people just walk into the road, right?
Yep.
Okay. They have to do whatever they can to hit you. If they run you over, they're responsible for you for the rest of your life to take care of you. Your medical bills and stuff.
What?
Yes. So what do you think is happening now?
What?
They kill you.
What?
If they hit you, they'll run over you 3 times.
Oh, make sure you're dead.
Exactly, because if you're dead, they don't have to pay for you for the rest of your life. And if you read this article, you can go, people that are, go Google the story. It's amazing. And this one guy got 3 years. And his defense was he thought it was a bag of garbage. And that's why he kept backing over. But they have him on film, one of those, parking lot film. He backed into the stall, hit the lady, ran over her 3 times. And then the rest of the article is about how this is common. That it's like, yeah, this happened. If you get hit by a car, you got to run out of the way because they'll try to kill you.
Holy moly.
I'm going, man, talk about.
You know, Bob, the human race has changed so much, so badly. You never saw that way back. People took care of people.
Yep.
Not like today.
Like I said, and I had to, I'm Mr. Research. I checked it. I looked at 3 different sources for the story. Unbelievable. I was like, wow. And some what it makes me think about is, like when you make these laws, like we make here, and they don't think out the whole law.
That's right.
They just go, oh, yeah, we'll just pass, the rail thing, and we'll worry about it later.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we'll pass this, and we'll do that, and then they come back later. So just like the Hawaii recycle thing, they had to cut the price, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because they're not giving the money back to the people.
That's right.
Now they have no plastic bags. So now, how do you pick up your dog droppings with a paper bag?
Mm-hmm.
It's not very nice, I can tell you.
Well, it's just like the dog leash law. The dog
right.
leash law, the law does not say that somebody has to be holding the leash. It
right.
says the dog has to be on the leash. So, this guy that I know, his dog is very smart. He picks up the leash in his mouth and he takes a walk.
Oh my goodness.
And there's nothing the police can do. Because it's not in the law that you have to hold the leash.
Right. Well, there you go. Well, anyway, that's my Bob Amazing News story for this month.
Wow. Amazing.
Yep. So as always, take care of your car. It'll take care of you. And I would really start looking when I stepped into a crosswalk. We'll talk to you next week.
Wait, that's if you live in China, though.
Well, yeah, but you know how people over here, the Chinese people come here to visit.
Oh.
Yeah.
They might forget that it's not like that here.
Exactly. I used to wonder about that. When people come here, when they, rent a car, do they tell them the rules here?
Nope.
No.
No, they just let them go. Okay, here you go. Rent the car.
Run them over.
Yeah, just okay. That's why they're driving around. Well, anyway, I digress. I'll be on here another 5 minutes. Okay. Next week, aloha.
Thanks, Bob. Wow. Anyway, give us a call at 808-524-1080.
Bob's going to be in Baltimore next week.
Oh, okay.
But I think he's going to still call in. He said it's going to be 7 p.m. over there.
What? Well, whatever. Anyway, I know this is not automotive, folks, but this thing really, really bugs me bad. It really does. Because I always say, take care of each other, right? Okay? Now, what's up with this education thing? With the politicians? Do they have only half a brain? The kids in the classrooms are suffering from extremely high temperatures and nobody's making a move to help them?
Oh, they donate. They gave them something like $250 million, I think, to the
Who education. Gave them that?
The state or whoever, legislature or whatever, gave them that, and then they didn't use it to fix the problem.
Well, what I'm saying is, I talked to some teachers from Waianae, and the temperature in the classroom is 100 degrees. One boy had heat stroke. This is wrong. The state always does that. They don't put the children number one on the list. And the seniors are not number one on the list. What's up with that? Oregon has no property tax for seniors. They take care of the seniors. And again, last night Steve said, oh, you cannot do that over here. You're not going to have enough money. Huh?
But Oregon must do something else to compensate the state for that.
Well, Oregon's politicians obviously have a way to do it. What happened to Hawaii? Can't they go to Oregon and research, how are you doing this? And think about the seniors? Without the seniors, a lot of them, they wouldn't be around. But it's just my take, folks. You know, it just bothers me a lot. It's really bad, and I don't see anything being done. They're on fixed income, you know, and all these politicians have it made. They get paid for the rest of their life. They don't have to worry. So anyway, if you're going to keep your car, do the repairs right, folks. Not the cheap way, because the cheap way, you're going to be going back and back and back, having it done over and over and over. And if it's safety related, like shocks, suspension, steering, brakes, especially brakes, do it right. Do it right. We see so many people struggling, having a hard time, and looking for the cheapest brake job in town. You get what you pay for, folks. And there is no second chance. The same with the steering. There is no second chance. And talking about steering, a safety check. How many of you ever had the steering brakes checked when you had a safety check? I'd like to hear it. Give me a call at 808-524-1080. And for this reason, I am telling you, call your representatives, have them wake up and cut safety check off the list. Not only safety check, but this stupid law that they call reconstruction, a reconstruction permit. These people that's giving the reconstruction permit are not engineers. They're not certified engineers. How can they say these cars are safe? And I got a picture of a car that a guy made. He made it now. It was so scary. And he passed reconstruction. He got a permit. How's that? So let's get rid of it. Outer Islands all don't have reconstruction permit. They eliminated it. Only Oahu has it. So anyway, I don't know. You tell me. Okay? And there's a lot of people driving down the road. The brakes are squealing. That means there's no lining. People, I just don't know. Anyway.
What's wrong with the car if, you know how if you're stopped but your engine's on and you turn your steering wheel left to right and you hear this clunking sound?
Huh?
You hear a clunk, like a tonk tonk sound.
A clunk clunk sound?
Yeah.
Usually it's either ball joints or the steering end links.
Is that dangerous?
Nah. The thing fall off, that's all right. Just bail out. No worry. Anyway, that's the other thing.
Is it covered under warranty with the dealer?
No.
No?
No. You got to read warranty very carefully. Warranty is for defective parts, not wear and tear or abuse. Warranty does not cover normal wear and tear. Like, give you an example. You're driving down the road and the transmission fails. Okay? And they open it up and take a look, and a part in there broke. Now that's warranty. But if it's all burnt out and worn out, that's not warranty. Read the thing, that warranty book. You gotta read with get a magnifying glass, because it's in fine print, not for wear and tear. So all these what's that company that Korean cars, they say 100,000 mile warranty. Yeah, but read the fine print. Not for wear and tear. Okay, so anyway, and hitting potholes is not under warranty. That's your city. Okay, so give me a call at 808-524-1080. And any of you out there that use ethanol in your car, give me a call. I want some testimony, because that caller the other week, he was a little bit out of hand. He didn't have all his real information right, because anybody can put anything on YouTube and make you think that is real. That's not. Okay? So, I wouldn't be telling you about ethanol being so good if I don't use it myself. I haven't used it in racing. And I've used it for a long, long time, over 20 years. So I know it very well. And I like to hear it from the people that have tried it. Okay? And if you're on Kauai, I know outer islands don't pick us up, but you can pick us up on the internet. And if you have relatives on the outer islands, let them know that they can go on the internet and listen. Okay? But if you're on Kauai, you can get the ethanol from Harvey Maeda. And Harvey's number is 651-2813. 651-2813. Harvey also has the fantastic raw purple oil and that electronic rust proofing device. And by the way, I've been saying for people to use a rust proofing device, but hardly anybody listening. The part that's going to rust is underneath the car. If you put up your car and take a look underneath, the manufacturers do not paint under the car. Okay? Only German cars are painted under the car. Okay, so anyway, with the electronic rust proofing device, even the exhaust system don't rust. Okay, break time.
We'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my...
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Senior, either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Senior.
You're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust? Call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumualii Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me, as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive, now would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you'd like to email your question or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenita.com. And now, here's Mr. George Nita.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And, yes, give us a call at 808-524-1080. Okay, who do we have?
We have Steve from Kailua.
Hi, Steve.
Hey, George. I like that story about the chocolate bars and silver bar. First question I want to ask him, is that organic? But then I still think the silver bar worth more.
Oh, yeah.
Like you go down to it by chocolate.
That's right.
Yep.
You buy a lot more with the silver bar than the one he had in his hand.
I love that one, silver bar.
Oh, yeah.
Well, how much that weighs.
Anyway,
I mean, I do my safety. Oh, you're right about the tire, you know. It looked like a tire symbol. So I went to Sam's Club to get my sister. Mm-hmm. I put there, and the light went out. So, what, they have a sensor in the rim, or what's this?
It's, the tire stem has a sensor.
Oh, a tire stem. Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay. And I was checking the tires, the Dunlop AT20s, I guess. And the truck is brand new. They must have all the same tires. But I'm looking at the year, you know, for the tires, and mm-hmm. it says 4812. So that's 2012, but what's 48?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. 4812. I was thinking about 48 months in 2 years. I don't know. No.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right.
It's okay.
Yeah, yeah. And then, I made one. I get my safety check. So I made an appointment at Goodyear Kailua. It was on a Friday. So I go in, the guy asked me, 8 or 10 o'clock? I told him 10 o'clock. So, okay, we'll see it on the 1st. So I went over there before 10. I go see the guy. What's your name? Oh, I told my name. The guy looked, oh, your name not on the computer. Oh, that's lovely.
That's, you see, the main reason I want the people to talk to the representatives to get rid of safety check is because the safety check is not being done right. If it's not going to be done right, then it's a big liability on the state, because if the car should get into an accident and kill a family, there's going to be a big lawsuit on the state. But of course, the politicians are not going to pay out of their pocket, so they don't care.
So far, we haven't heard nothing yet. I mean, maybe people.
It will happen. They're playing dangerously, because every day we see cars that just got safety check, and the steering is bad, no brakes, all kind of problems.
Yeah, I was trying to see. I could see him standing up by any stop, but I don't see him checking everything. You know.
Yep. And the thing that. The thing that everybody got to spread out the word is remove the VIN number from the safety sticker.
Yeah,
remove that VIN number, because the VIN number, you can make a key.
Right.
You use the phone to take the picture of that VIN number and the license plate, and you make a key, and you tag the key with the license number, and then when you see the car next time, you go over there and open it up, steal the car.
Yeah, because at church, this lady was saying, she knows a person that Toyota Tacoma was stolen. They found it. It was all gutted out.
Yep.
I was telling her about the VIN number, you know, on the stickers, you know. I try to tell people, you know, they won't, like, listen, but.
Yeah, they don't want to listen. They want their car stolen, then that's fine.
Yeah. I got acetone. Would that thing work?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
That's okay.
Well, I need to know. Thank you.
All right.
Aloha.
Aloha. Okay, who's next?
We have Harry from Kailua.
Hey, Harry.
Hey, George. I give you a lot of credit for doing what you're doing. I am so frustrated when I heard that you were saying about find out about the ethanol.
Mm-hmm.
I called Cynthia Thielen, and who was the other guy? Basically, all the legislatures have one person, you know, working with them and a staff, and they start telling me, oh, yeah, they repealed the ethanol law because the state was going to give some individual or some company money to go ahead and, you know, start an ethanol system here, like, a plant. And nobody would do it, and then they say, well, we have to go to the mainland and ask for corn, you know.
That's not true.
Not true?
No.
Well, that's what they're telling me.
Yeah, they're lying to you.
And so the point is this, that from what, you know, you're saying, you know, corn is really like, what do you call that? Second-rate, you know, ethanol. It's not the Hawaiian sugar ethanol.
Corn, sugar cane, or whatever you make ethanol from, they're all in the lab. Comes out as same.
Oh.
So the chemists are telling me, or been telling me before, that it's all the same thing. So why do you say sugar cane is better? And the only reason I say sugar cane is better is because we tested on a dynamometer that measures horsepower.
Right.
And the corn ethanol does not put out as much horsepower as the Brazil sugar cane.
Oh.
That's why Indy 500, NHRA, NASCAR all use Brazil sugar ethanol. It's because it makes more power.
Yeah.
I mean, it's common sense. If you're in racing, wouldn't you want a fuel that is more powerful?
Oh, yeah.
See? So that's the reason we want to do sugarcane. But Hawaiian sugarcane makes more power than Brazil sugarcane.
Mm.
So we have a special sugarcane. And it's so sad that we're not doing it. But the main reason ethanol was put into the fuel is as an anti-knock. Okay, it's put in there to prevent your engine from knocking to death. And a lot of dealers are changing engines like crazy because of that. Because the octane is way too low. Now, go ask any person that has been driving in the 60s. They'll tell you they could not use regular gas because it knocks. They had to use premium. And the premium back then was 104 octane.
Mm.
Regular was 98.
Mm-hmm.
How can you run anything below like 92 without an anti-knock?
Mm-hmm.
You cannot. Okay, what they had in there was a chemical anti-knock called MTBE. That was an anti-knock, but it was highly, highly cancerous. So EPA said that has to come out. So they put in ethanol that is not cancerous, not poisonous, and not hazardous to our health. So that's why ethanol was put in. So now the state want to take it out. I'm asking just a simple question. What are you going to put back in as an anti-knock? And they all told me nothing.
From what I understand, George, I was concerned. I said, hey, they're not taking the ethanol out of the fuel. I don't want them to do that. So when I talked to him, I says, you mean to say the Hawaii legislature is telling the oil company how to mix their fuel? You know, how to tell
mm-hmm.
them what to put in the fuel?
Mm-hmm.
And I says, you know, the legislature is so dumb. I mean, it cannot see further than her nose. And the thing is, what do you call they said, no, we just repeal the law. And so...
Well, you know, I got word from the oil companies, and they told me, as of January, no more ethanol in the gas.
No kidding.
Yes, sir.
Well, they're actually going to remove the ethanol.
Yes, sir.
Oh, my God.
Because they were told by the legislature to take it out.
Oh, is that what they said? Because what they told me was they just repealed it. But now that, you know, when I heard that, I says, you know what? George Nita is saying that how do you know that if you buy 10 gallons of gas you are getting, you know, 10 actual gallons of fuel? And what about the octane? They seem to be letting the oil companies cheat the people, or, you know, deceptive
yep.
Advertising.
Mm-hmm.
89 or 92, you
that's
know
that's right.
That they have to clean that up now that they kind of allow the oil company to kind of do what they want. And apparently just one person talking just doesn't do it. So
no.
I called KHON Channel 2 News, and I asked them, I says, can you find out?
They won't touch it.
Well, this lady says she'll pass it on. That doesn't mean, yeah.
No, they won't touch it because the oil companies threatened them that they're going to pull the commercials if they say anything about that.
After all, big money really is rotten, yeah?
Yep. Okay. Thanks
right,
for the
I'm
call.
I'm sorry. Thank you for your time.
Aloha.
Bye.
It's break time.
Yes, it is. We'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
Hawaii is a very special place to live,
But our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
She's real fine, my 409.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and who do we have?
We have Don from Kaneohe.
Hey, Don.
Hey, good afternoon, George. Concerning the ethanol thing, other states, aren't they mandated to have ethanol in their gasoline, or is...
Yes.
So only us are the one that we've taken it out?
Yes, because we don't follow the federal mandate.
So they're in violation of the federal mandate then?
Well, what do you expect from our politicians?
So it's going to take somebody to sue them then, I guess.
Well, you can't sue the politicians, so, and they know that, so they don't care what they do.
Uh-huh.
You see? And all I asked them was simple thing. What will you put in as an anti-knock?
Uh-huh.
And their reply is, don't need it.
Uh-huh.
So they're going to not give you the option of, like, when I went to New York, there's the option. There's the 87 and 89 that has 10%. Ethanol, not the up to 10%, it stayed, said 10%, but then they had the 91, no ethanol.
Well, I have to test that one out, because there is no engine known that can run below 100 octane with no anti-knock.
Uh-huh.
They have to have an anti-knock.
Uh-huh. And another thing is, you know, the when you find water in your engine, your gas tank, it's not coming from your car, it's coming from the tanks at the service station.
Right.
What do they do in checking their tanks to see if there's water level in there? Just with all the rain.
Because of the presence of ethanol, there is no water in the tank.
No water?
No.
Okay.
Because the water mixes in with the ethanol. Ethanol becomes a blending agent, and it blends with the gasoline and burns right out.
Okay. And then another thing with this rain, and you're talking about your wiring underneath your hood, how's WD-40 LPS sprayed on before you go out?
Silicone is the best thing.
Silicone?
Yep.
Okay. You can get that at any other automotive place, huh?
Yeah, Long's has it.
Long has it. And you just spray it on and then you let it dry, or just
leave it.
Okay. And that's good for the rubber seals and everything.
Oh, yeah. Excellent.
Your doors and everything else.
Excellent.
Oh, okay. Windshield wipers, no?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I'll try that then.
Okay.
Thanks a lot, George.
Okay.
Bye.
Aloha. Okay. So, what is that you was going to say?
About?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Anyway. This whole controversy of ethanol in the gas and how mechanics say it's black, it gums up. You know, folks, you get a group together, I'll be more than glad to do the demonstration for you. I will burn gasoline. And if you don't trust my gasoline, you bring your gasoline. I'll burn it in a glass plate, and I'll burn pure ethanol in the other plate. And you be the judge. You be the judge. You know, all these so-called mechanics are saying that it burns black, it gums up everything. I'd like to see it. Because I've been doing these tests over and over, so many times. I have yet to see ethanol burn black. No. It burns clean. And if you go on the computer and go look up the history of Henry Ford, the guy that made the first car, that car ran on ethanol. There was no gasoline. He made the statement that ethanol is the best fuel for the future. And every jet engine can run ethanol, 100% ethanol. And it will run way more efficient than jet fuel. So, what can I say? Well, nobody's listening. Everybody want to go with whatever is going. So, okay? So, if you have a question, comment, whatever, give us a call at 808-524-1080. We need to get rid of safety check for the safety of the state, that they don't get sued. Okay? They make a law that it's the car owner's responsibility that the car is safe, like Oregon. In Oregon, if the policeman see that you have bald tires, he pulls you over and cites you. That ticket costs you $400. Because of the price of the ticket, people are careful. They make sure their car is safe. Okay? This enough of this babysitting the people on the safety of their car. Leave it up to the people. Okay? And as far as the seat belts go, you know, it's unconstitutional. It's up to the people. They want to save their own life, it's up to them. They want to jump out of the airplane with no parachute, it's their stupidity. They think they can fly. But anyway, that's what we're looking at. We need to put more responsibility on the people. Let them be responsible for their lives. CV shafts. Check your CV shafts, folks. Safety check does not check that. Okay? Check it. Because if it breaks, you can flip the car over. Very dangerous. You know, and the money you pay for safety check, folks, goes to the mechanic. It does not go to the state. The state puts out $1.2 million in administrative costs to do safety check and not get anything back. Cut the budget. Get rid of safety check. What's the difference? They're not checking it anyway. And they're not enforcing it. Did anybody out there ever get ticket for no safety check? I'd like to see that. But anyway, please have your representatives look at getting rid of safety check, reconstruction, and take care of the children and the seniors. Okay? Anyway, is that time that we got to move out? So I'd like to thank all the callers for calling in. And please, folks, change it. The human race is getting really bad. Change it. Take care of each other. And please, don't drink and drive. And we'll see you all next week, Saturday. Aloha.